The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live! The phone lines are back up, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Brought to you by ProXPN. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
You can give us a call. Free Talk Live, live, not just tonight, but seven nights a week for the last, I don't know how many years we've been on the air. That's Christmases, Easter's, every holiday you can think of. We've been live every single day on Free Talk Live. What's that?
The hosts are all filthy atheists.
not all, sir.
Of us.
As a matter of fact, you're outnumbered if you're an atheist tonight.
I guess I couldn't call myself an atheist.
There you go.
I believe I see evidence of an intelligent designer.
That's kind of where I fall too, and I think that he or she is benevolent.
Oh, it's a he.
It's a he.
No, I'm just trying to rack up the offended listeners.
I don't think they're going to be that offended. 855-450-3733. So what was wrong with the phone lines, for those that would like to know, is apparently I had up the wrong window for the phone line interface. Ian has back from his little trip out to Never Never Land and fixed all that for us. But we're not going to let him on the air tonight.
And apparently, Mark, I owe you a Diet Cola because I was incorrect. Cannabis was not one of the first five words that he said, but it was in the first paragraph.
That's right. Marijuana specifically was in his campaign speech. So anyway, yuck it up on Ian's behalf. What we've been talking about here on Free Talk Live this evening, among other things, is the Ferguson, Missouri riot thing that's going on there. And specifically, Anonymous's reaction. So Anonymous has apparently issued a edict to the not just the Ferguson Police Department or the police departments around, but the congressional representatives and senators from Missouri. They're demanding that they introduce legislation entitled Mike Brown's Law that will set strict national standards for police conduct and misbehavior in the USA.
To the good. Now, introducing legislation and passing legislation are two completely different things.
At this point, they're just, I mean, since they've doxed these police officers, and that by that we mean that they've gotten their personal information and are threatening to release it onto the internet, dumping it there. That's the threat. I would say that's worth the introduction of some legislation.
Right. I'm just saying that, you know, in my opinion, if you're wanting legislation passed, introducing doesn't go far enough.
I gotcha. Well, what else can they do, I suppose? So Anonymous goes on to say, to the good people of Ferguson, take heart. Take to your streets. They're doing that, setting the streets on fire. You are not alone. We will support you in every possible way. Occupy every square inch of your city. Demand justice. Staying silent today could result in the death of your kid tomorrow. To the Ferguson Police Department and any other jurisdictions who are deployed to the protests, we are watching you very closely. If you abuse, harass, or harm in any way the protesters in Ferguson, we will take every web-based asset of your department's and government's offline. This is not a threat. This is a promise. Attacking the protesters will result in the release of personal information on every single member of the Ferguson Police Department, as well as other jurisdictions, any other jurisdiction that participates in the abuse of this state's own law. We will seize all of your databases and email spools and dump them on the internet. This is your first and last warning. The time has come for more than simple justice for these atrocities. The time has come to draw a line in the sand. The time has come to bring those to justice who serve to protect, not kill us. Until justice prevails, hack and protest will replace it. Operation Ferguson engaged. We are anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Ferguson, expect us.
So one thing that doesn't make a lot of sense to me is the mentality of some of the people that are out protesting.
Okay.
They're protesting, and I would say rightfully so, to try to, you know, have a murderer get convicted of murder, assuming that the living witnesses are correct in their, you know, recounting of what happened. If they're incorrect in some way, and we believe the police officer, that the police officer admitted to shooting someone in the back from 35 feet away as an unarmed individual was running away from him, then that is still arguably manslaughter. Totally not justified. So in either case, you know, they're trying to bring about some semblance of justice for someone who was wrongly executed without trial. But the way they're going about it makes no sense. Smashing windows of private buildings, looting stores, that doesn't make any sense to me. Because it's akin to, for instance, if, say, you find out that your significant other has cheated on you, instead of, you know, being mad at either the significant other or the other person involved in the cheating, you go and break your neighbor's car to pieces and say, I'm going to learn you something,
right,
and just take it out on somebody that was totally uninvolved.
I get that completely, Daryl. What I see is some people that are rightly outraged, trying to take to the streets to create, you know, some awareness around what happened. Other people who have felt victimized their whole lives, for rightly or wrongly, they have felt victimized their whole lives, and they see an opportunity to make right as best they can. Now, mind you, no victim ever feels like they're made right.
Right.
Now, by victim, I'm using the disparaging term here. Not somebody who actually has been a victim, but somebody who feels like a victim.
Right.
Because there's a difference. When you feel like a victim, you're entitled to justice. And so what they believe is, and oftentimes, you know, maybe they're drawing lines in their mind based on race or class or whatever they're saying. So those people over there, whoever they are, owe me. And that's a bad way to think. It's a non-productive way to think, because this, what could have been a very useful protests in the streets, has now turned into a looting and pillaging operation. And they're looting and pillaging people that have nothing to do with the shooting of a teenager in the back.
Right. And there was someone who is listening to the show that sent me a link to a news story where they've pulled some tweets of people, presumably in Ferguson, who are tweeting saying, loot the white neighborhoods, quote, not saying I'm in support of looting, but maybe the lesson that has not been taught to white America in peace can be taught in fear. Gonna have to loot the white neighborhoods. Shake my head. They're tearing up their own neighborhood instead of terrorizing the white neighborhoods. Loot, burn down, rob them, not your own.
Well, first off, I always wonder about these tweets, right? I always wonder, are these legit? Because you kind of have to look at somebody's tweeting past to know whether or not it's a real tweet account, right? Twitter account. And I don't know the answer to that. So I always wonder what I'm hearing when I hear these things. But yeah, that's a mentality, right? Like I, as a person who appears to be white, have anything at all to do with the shooting of a back of, a teenager in the back in Ferguson, Missouri, or that I am standing by doing nothing about it, that my business or my house or, my family should be harmed in any way. It's really counterproductive. If there truly is a race war on, I'm assuring you that the race that populates something like 12 to 16% of the United States is going to lose. The last thing Black America wants is a race war. And, so I think that somebody who might be tweeting this stuff might very well be a white American? Because most of the people I've ever heard about race wars are white people. That's what I've heard. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. I am interested. 855-450-3733. This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 8th, 2014, gold opened at $13,1340. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6104, $680.52 for half ounce, or $340.26 for quarter ounce. That's $13,6104, $680.52, and $340.26.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about the smoldering ruins of Ferguson, Missouri here on Free Talk Live. I find this to be a very disheartening situation, hearing about this. People are upset, but they're not positing any good solutions. If you have any comments on this, you're welcome to call in at 855-450-3733. Those are the Pro XPN call-in lines. That's 855-450-FREE. And Pro XPN it's like a prophylactic for the internet. If you go online, you need protection. And ProXPN affords you some of that protection. It's a global virtual private network that allows you, all of your online data, to be encrypted. Even before it gets to your ISP, it goes directly from your device. It's encrypted on your device to ProXPN servers, which are, you can pick. You can have them in the United States or Singapore or the Netherlands or a variety of different places. And that makes it makes you really safe. So if somebody is, sniffing your Wi-Fi packets, if the NSA, for whatever reason, just taking wholesale dumps of your data, maybe you're going to get a government job in the future, or, who knows, maybe even employers that have government contracts will get just your search history. It was ludicrous that employers would ask for your Facebook password 5 or 6 years ago, but now they're doing it. They're trying to find out your credit score to find out whether you're worthy to have hired. That was news to me too. You never know what the next thing is, the next intrusion on your privacy is going to be, and that's why you need ProXPN, because your internet service provider is keeping your online records for at least 6 months and anytime it's up to 5 years. So all you do is go to download the Windows, the app for Windows, Mac, or iOS, or Android. They even have Linux. And there's no more prying and no more spying. One account works for all of your devices. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50. You'll get 50% off of an annual account. It's almost it's like $5 a month through FTL50, and you'll get a savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with. But use the code FTLBTC and pay with Bitcoin, and you'll get 62% off the annual account. Again, with a premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world to access and the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and this is important. ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. You get all of that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on the privacy that's priceless. That's proxpn.com/FTL.
Daryl, I think during a break maybe you were giving us some numbers about the racial makeup of Ferguson and the racial makeup of the police therein.
Yeah, and this is very interesting to me. These statistics come from an article in the LA Times, and I'm, assuming that they have accurate statistics. They cite a report from the Missouri Attorney General, and the claim is that 65% of the people that live in Ferguson, Missouri are black, and they also account for 93% of arrests after traffic stops, 92% of police searches, and 80% of traffic stops total. And of the 53 police officers on the Ferguson PD, only 3 of them are black. So that doesn't sound statistically proportionate at all to me.
It does sound very odd.
Yeah, and the scenario that I've sort of painted for myself is that you've got all these black residents of Ferguson, and I'm going to make some offensive assumptions about them. I'm going to suggest that that many of them are on some kind of federal assistance.
They could be, but it's usually state assistance that's administered. The federal government gives money to the states, and then they administer it.
Sure, sure. State assistance, too. I'm going to assume that
as a percentage of the population, blacks tend to be more on assistance than whites do, but whites get more assistance as, numbers of individuals.
You say that again?
Okay. So when you're just talking about people, white people get more welfare than black people do.
There are more white people on the welfare programs than non-white people.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's all non-white people put together,
okay,
but any other race.
A plurality.
But if you talk about a percentage of the population and you separate people out by their race, then you will find that black people as a percentage of the population are more likely to get assistance.
You're going to have to diagram that for me later.
Black people are more likely to get assistance. White people get more assistance.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay.
But my point is that the black people in Ferguson are not the business owners. The business owners are the white people who are living in the white neighborhood.
I don't know what the racial makeup of people. Oftentimes you'll find a large variety of racial makeups owning businesses.
Yep. These are assumptions that I'm making.
Yep.
And that the business owners may not even live in Ferguson.
Yep.
So the looting is just the people, the put-upon people of Ferguson see the capital that's there, the businesses and so forth. That's there's us and there's them.
Yeah.
And they're just destroying everything that isn't us.
That's them.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I can see that. Let's go to Charles calling in from West Virginia. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Charles.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I've been to Ferguson. I used to go hunting in Wyoming every year, and we've been through Ferguson several times. And it just sounds like something's changed a whole lot in the last couple, three or four years, because that don't sound like the town we was in.
But well, what did you remember?
More of a bucolic scene, a peaceful place.
Yeah, yes, it was. We met black and white alike. It seemed pretty nice people. We weren't afraid to go on one end of the town or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about as white as a cracker gets. I'm white skin, blonde hair, and blue eyed.
Yeah, I think that what it looks like is that there's some people that have had enough, and they have a poor plan for getting whatever revenge it is they might feel like they're going to get, and the place is in ruins. It doesn't take a large percentage of the population to do that either.
Well, you was remarking on it there a while ago, and it kind of made my mind snap back to a country invading, a president invading Iraq because radicals from Saudi Arabia stole airplanes and flew them into places.
Hey, hold the line, Charles. I'll talk to you about this a little bit more. 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, and it is it's not good. It seems to be getting worse. What's going on the live feed there on Reddit?
Yeah, Carol? So there's a live feed on Reddit that the latest post says there's a dumpster fire, and it gives a location. The
could be worse.
Next thing, units are responding. Approximately 10 subjects that seem to be lighting things on fire. Also gives a location. Police officers in a neighboring town are being evacuated from their homes along with their families due to credible threats against them and their families.
It wouldn't make much sense to leave their families there and just evacuate the police officers, would it? You can get you can go get the newest, best online wallet for Bitcoins. And by wallet, I mean really just an online account to keep your Bitcoins in. Just go do it over at blockchain.com. The new one has been released. It is awesome and well worth your time. Blockchain.com. It's the sister site to blockchain.info, the largest Bitcoin site on the internet. I'm excited and can't wait to get a new Android phone that can actually support it. So it's blockchain.com. Let's go back to Charles calling in from West Virginia. Charles, you were making some kind of parallel between what's going on in Ferguson and 9/11?
Well, some sort. Racial tensions are running higher in this country right now than they have for 20 or 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
And we have a president that seems to get his laughs or something off of promoting racial tension. The Trayvon Martin case.
Yeah.
That was adjudicated. The man was acquitted. Our law, our courts, took their course. It may not be the best system, but it's the best so far.
It's the only one that's available.
That's right. And he couldn't help but get up there and open his mouth and kindle racial strife there. And that could have been, if I had a 17-year-old son, that could have been him in a hoodie. He don't have a 17-year-old son. It could have been him in a hoodie. Was he out there running around in hoodies when he was 17 years old where he wasn't supposed to be? Did he have a man down on the ground beating on him?
Well, it's hard to know what happened in the Trayvon Martin situation because, you know, this he said, she said mess. But I would agree with you that, you know, you would think that the chief executive would, you know, try to de-escalate the situation. Once the court's made its ruling, then you think that would be it. I do appreciate the call, Charles. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Mark in New York. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's the first time calling you, gentlemen. Probably won't be my last, if that's all right with you guys.
You are welcome.
You know, what I see, what I would say to Anonymous, if they really, if you want to see the power of the surveillance state, have Anonymous tweet that little message that, oh, we're going to shut down or hack your computer system of the police in Ferguson to just declare an all-out civil war against the police. Watch how fast that website, Anonymous, not only are they shut down, Anonymous shut down, but they'll be dragged out of their homes because the NSA, they know, just as they know, they can listen to this phone call and they know exactly where everybody is and what's going on. This, when you're talking about that live feed just now, I'm just thinking this could be the start of something horrific in this country. And the reason, not the reason, but you mentioned that someone had tweeted, you know, go into the white neighborhoods and destroy the neighborhoods. Well, there's only one problem. And I'm in the suburbs of New York City. We have some of the strictest gun control in New York, as you know, under Cuomo. But a lot of us, myself included, have got more guns and ammo than we know what to do with. So if anyone wants to try that garbage to come, and I'm in go ahead.
Yeah, that's the point that I was trying to make is that, you know, the race war is a really bad idea for everybody.
Right.
If people are trying to foment that, it is a remarkably bad idea. But I would say that, you know, the NSA has beheaded out for Anonymous for some time, and they've only got a few of them up to this point. I think that there are a lot of pretty good tools out there for anonymizing one's activities online, and many of these anonymous people really understand how to use them.
Right.
I tend to think that they cover their tracks pretty well.
Yeah, I like to think that the internet is kind of a new frontier, and there's plenty of non-governmental actors who have access to the best tools there are to stay hidden.
I'm Mark? Sure you're absolutely right. Though I just hearkened back to a book I read back about 10 years ago by Robert O'Hara Jr. He was, I believe, a writer for the New York Times. I could be mistaken. I still have it in paperback called No Place to Hide. And just, you know, reading that book and what's everything from the police department, the computers are run by Accenture, the company Accenture. I mean, that's just one part of it. Everything from what was the law, the Patriot Act that was written after 9/11, just and the surveillance state. I think it was the woman from the Washington Post who wrote the book, Top Secret America. I read that book. It's incredible with the amount of snooping and to your GCN listeners, I'm listening on GCN Live. I've talked to probably just about maybe 75% of all your hosts. So
They're not my hosts. GCN's got six lines, six feeds going simultaneously, so I wouldn't even know who they all are.
But I just say that, you know, I've always been a Second Amendment supporter, and then, you know, after 9/11, I realized no one's out there going to be able to help me except myself. The point is, that's why, you know, like you said, a race war. You're coming to, I know my town. I live in a town called Port Chester, New York. It's 50% Latino now. It used to be mostly Italian, Polish, and Scottish, Irish, Scottish. And everything, the demographics changing, though. You know, the white men in this country were going bye-bye, and I understand that. But at the same time, if you step over the line, figuratively, and you know, you're going to lose that war. But in some areas, and not to take anything away from the family of the teenager that was killed, I agree with you. As a young man, I was a supporter, looked up to the police. Now I'm like, this is just, they're just the occupiers to keep the people down, because the police work for the higher ups, the politicians. When things get out of control, the police are in actually every town to make sure that what happened in the French Revolution doesn't happen again, whereas the elites are under the guillotine. So the police are here to shut us down before, you know, it gets that crazy. So, like I said before, I don't want to take.
I think you're right, Mark.
I like the way you think, Mark.
Well, you know, I appreciate the call. I, you know, I'm of the opinion that I'm not responsible for the actions of any police officer in this country. Yes, I do believe that police do make judgments based on race. I think everybody makes judgments based on race. I don't think that that's the right thing to do, but I've got nothing to do with what any police officer does. So if you have grievances, like I do, with the police, with the local government, with the state government, with the federal government, you need to figure out some way to bring those grievances to bear against the people against whom you have grievances. If your grievance is against the cracker, then it's going to go, I mean, like, there's no grievance to even be had there. I mean, you know, the population of people that self-identify as white is so fractured. They believe so many different things. There's not even, I mean, do I believe in white privilege? Sure. But what's that got to do with me? It's just a way of maybe making me feel guilty about something. So it's a lot of hate and anger aimed in the wrong place. It's racism is what it is.
Yeah, but you, I don't want to say you can't call it racism, but society says that, you know, any discrimination against a white person isn't racism and can't be racism.
I've heard some people make that claim, and I don't think the majority of people feel that way.
I don't think a majority of the people realize what the word racism means when they say that white people can't be discriminated against or black people can't be racist.
I disagree. I guess they think they can. 855-453, Free Talk Live, what do you think?
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. If you do your online shopping, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. You get the same prices and same service that you're used to. But Free Talk Live gets a little spiff. We've got major retailers over there, Amazon, Walmart, Newegg, and a few other retailers. Check it out, shop.freetalklive.com. You do an amazing thing for Free Talk Live, because when we can decentralize the avenues that we make our revenue, then we are less beholden than other news organizations to, say, big advertisers. Not that we are beholden to them, because they won't advertise on the show anyway, but it helps us to decentralize our revenue streams, I suppose. So, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Johnny Ray, you wanted to get to some show prep you brought in about apparently babies learn from their parents through genetics?
Right. It sounds to me like something straight out of a Frank Herbert novel. Frank Herbert wrote Dune. Did you ever read any of those?
I did.
Well, this concept was present there. I always thought Dune was like a spinoff of Star Wars.
I never got that impression.
Well, Dune is not a spinoff of Star Wars.
No, I felt like Dune was a seminal work that that really had was unique in the same way that Star Wars was, but much deeper because it was the book.
You know? I only saw part of one of the movies, and it had like a Star Wars-y feel to me.
Oh, you saw a part of one of the movies, and you're still talking about this. Johnny Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, well, Tatooine was a desert planet, right? And so was Arrakis from Dune.
Yeah, see?
This is from BBC. Health News, James Gallagher. The story is from December 2013. I'm surprised that I missed it. Not too surprised, but to continue. Experiments showed that a traumatic event could affect the DNA in sperm and alter the brains and behavior of subsequent generations.
How so?
A Nature neuroscience study shows mice trained to avoid a smell passed their aversion on to their grandchildren.
That is fascinating. And that can happen to humans, too?
Theoretically.
Let's go to Keith in Colorado. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's Kenneth.
Sorry about that.
Sure. You got a blowhard call in Monday from Washington talking crap about Colorado and pumping up Washington like there's some kind of war between the two on pot and saying
I want there to be a war on how pot, how free pot is in between Washington and Colorado.
He was saying all the laws sucked here and they're all good there, and I'll tell you what, they pretty much suck everywhere, but they're better than just about everywhere else they didn't do it. Okay, how's that? But yeah. Anyway, what I want to make a clarification. Here in Colorado, I've been growing pot for myself since 2006 without permission from the government, legally, and without paying the money. Okay?
Hold on just a second. You've been growing without permission from the government, legally, without paying any money.
That's correct. I needed a doctor's note. That's what I needed.
Okay.
Okay. If I wanted to buy it, get a little red card so that I could go into a dispensary, then I have to pay for a card to buy it from a dispensary. Okay?
Okay.
But I could grow all I want and not pay. And since age 64, I don't have to be a patient, and I can grow it. Okay.
How many plants can you have?
You can have three flowering plants, and only, this is the big drawback, only six vegetating plants. And anybody who's ever grown before knows that six vegetating plants for three flowering plants is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not really working.
That would include unrooted clones, basically.
Can you grow outside?
Rooted clones. No, that's the other thing you guys said the other night you can't do in Colorado. And the reason is because the way they defined the grow space, it has to be secure. And the way they're interpreting that is basically like a locked area that you couldn't get into or see into or anything like that. I'm considering making a what you could call a secure greenhouse, though, with you know that you can get glass that's basically opaque but translucent.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's like 85% or 90% translucent. And
they have plastic too that you can use.
I saw somebody not too long ago that had built a greenhouse out of, like, window panels that had been removed from houses that were being renovated.
Yeah, but that's not going to be that's going to be completely translucent, and then people are going to be able to see the pot plant, which is not going to be secure, because then once somebody sees a pot plant, they go crazy and smash the windows and take the pot plant, right?
Right. Yeah, but the really good stuff, yeah, you can get it. I don't know, it costs something like $110 a square foot or something like that, and it you can't see in, but most of the light makes it in, and really you just have to make it, you know, a really well-built shed, basically, anyway. And you want that where I live anyway because you have a lot of wind.
You contend that the pot laws in Colorado are as good, if not better, than the pot laws in Washington?
I don't want to have a contest. I think they suck everywhere. And they suck.
Ding, ding! The fight is on!
They invited the state to do all kinds of regulating, and regulate they did. And that's
indeed
the bad side. But the good thing is that they wrote it into the Constitution that you can grow for yourself, and there aren't any real regulations on that other than, you know, what we've already discussed, basically. And you can give it to your friends. So guess what? If you can give it to your friends, you figure it out, right?
Right. And your friends can give you other things. Thanks for the call, Kenneth. I appreciate it. Johnny Ray?
Yes. So these mice were trained to fear a smell similar to cherry blossoms.
All right.
And the first generation after them, without any such training, were also incredibly averse to the smell of cherry blossoms.
Huh.
And the generation after that would retreat from the smell without any practical experience with it.
That's fascinating.
Yes. And the protagonist in Dune, basically, he could access every one of his ancestors' memories because their experiences had been transcribed into his DNA. So this brought me back to that, and it really is fascinating and amazing.
You know, this sort of animal instinct versus what you're taught thing, it's interesting because, well, you know, you never know what is what, which is which.
Right. And then this new concept of epigenetics is really kind of clouding the whole thing, but it's part and parcel of that discussion.
Well, I hope we hear more about it in the future.
It makes sense to me because there's, you know, a lot of animals, such as birds, that innately know how to fly. You know, like they get pushed out of the nest, and then they just know how to fly. So it does make sense to me. And, you know, when you first told me this, I was like, genetic memory, like, that makes no sense. But then when you explained what it was that they were able to test, it seems as though they were able to confirm what people already kind of knew, if that makes sense.
Yeah. They looked at the sperm. The experience of a parent, even before conceiving, markedly influenced both structure and function in the nervous system of subsequent generations.
You better talk about the game of the week or you're not going to get to.
All right. A pal, Super Sun Shady on Steam, gifted me FTL, which is
Faster Than Light.
Free Talk Live?
Yes, Faster
There's
Than
a
Light.
Free Talk Live video game.
Awesome.
Faster Than Light. I've been having a blast with it. I'm still in the early stages. It's a roguelike. You are sort of in command of a ship that jumps from star to star. You are a ship. You are of the Federation, and you are being pursued by the rebels. You've got this important data that you need to get back to the Federation fleet before the rebels take over all of your planets, and you jump from star to star, and you've got limited fuel, and you're kind of trying to upgrade on the way. It's a real knuckle. You're flying by the
white knuckled.
Thank you, Mark. Upgrading your ship as you go. When you die, you die. You have to start all over again.
It's funny how here we are hearkening back to the way. This is carrier pigeons from World War One. This is the guy from running from the Hot Pass to Marathon, running from Marathon to Athens or whatever it is. 26 miles, delivering the message and dropping dead. We in space can't get a message across the galaxy. I can call my mother in Florida. Why can't they get a message?
The Wi-Fi signals in space are kind of spotty.
Yeah, information, nothing can go faster than light, Mark, including information.
Maybe.
So it's kind of Star Trek-y. You've got this ship, and there's the game is kind of played where you're looking at a visual representation of your ship, a map of it, and it's made up of little systems. Most of the encounters are encounters with hostiles, and you fight most of the time. And while you're fighting, you're targeting their systems. So maybe you target their shields and then put a drone up in the air. You knock their shields down. Your drone takes their thing out. They attack you. A fire starts in your ship. You got to send one of your little guys to go put out the fire.
You like
or
it?
Vent with the space. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. How many stars?
5 out of 5.
It's worth paying for.
Yes.
All right. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl. freetalklive.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book 2 in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The Internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low, but betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.